time now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, what we're doing is we're going through the upcoming votes. So we've got another voting Sunday later on this month. And so we're looking through the major topics that will get voted on. Last week, we talked about the new law on cinema and streaming, known as Lex Netflix. But this one, there's another referendum coming up this month, all about organ donation. So, Dario, organ donation, what is that one all about?
Well, under the current law, it is only possible in Switzerland to remove organs from a dead person's body if that person has given explicit consent during their lifetime. Because Switzerland is chronically lacking organs for people waiting for a transplant, the government and parliament wanted to change the law and inverse the logic of consent.
Okay, so what does that mean exactly?
Well, under the current law, it is presumed that a person is not an organ donor if there is no explicit consent. Now, under the new law, everyone would be presumed to be a donor unless they explicitly noted in a national registry that they are not. That's why we talk about an inverse logic. However, under the new law, the family of the deceased person would still be able to decide for or against organ donation if the will of the person that died is unknown.
Okay, so you can still list yourself as I am happy for my organs to be donated, which then would override the wishes of the family.
Exactly.
When the time comes. All right. However, it does sound very logical and sensible, but there are people who are opposed to this process.
Yes, a multi-party committee led by a midwife from Canton of Bern and a doctor from Winterthur collected the necessary 50,000 signatures to launch the referendum against this law, because, yes, they weren't happy.
They weren't happy with that, so they got the right amount of signatures, so they forced it to a referendum. And what are their arguments against this?
Well, they believe that silence should not be equal consent, especially when it comes to the right to physical integrity, which is guaranteed by the Constitution. For them, an explicit yes should be necessary for any kind of medical intervention. They are also critical of putting more pressure on the family of a deceased person, as it is them who will have to decide on organ donation without necessarily knowing the person's wishes. So families who would refuse then the organ donation, they could also be victim of stigmas, so they could be stigmatized for not wanting to share their family members' organs. And finally, they fear that some marginalized members of society, like certain foreigners, could not get the necessary information to make up their mind about organ donation during their lifetime.
Okay, so the arguments, though, in favour of the law, which is, I assume, is to make sure that we've got more organs available for donation.
Exactly. Supporters of the project believe that presumed consent will help increase the number of organ donors in Switzerland to a level that is similar to other European countries. And to make their point, they highlight a paradox regarding the question of organ donation in Switzerland. And that paradox is that according to surveys, actually 75% of the population is in favor of organ donation. But the refusal rate among families when confronted with the decision following a death is 60%. So there's a little bit of a paradox there. With the new law, a majority of lawmakers hope to inverse that trend, to actually have more families agree to organ donations if they don't know, because it's just presumed that people would agree.
It's true to say. I mean, personally, I've got no issues if anyone wants any of mine, you know.
Okay.
I wouldn't.
Now we know
it. With a guarantee, frankly. But however, I don't carry an organ donation card, which is the way you would do it at the moment, isn't it? I mean, you would.
Yes,
carry
exactly.
With you,
organ donation card, or you tell your family.
Right.
Obviously, that's always important because that helps the family members to make the decision or to make the right decision, because often times the problem is the family members, they don't know, and then when in doubt, family members rather say no
than
yes, because, yeah, they don't want to...
They err on the side of caution, don't they?
Well, exactly.
We don't know, so let's not do it. Anyway, so let's take a look at the figures, though, in Switzerland. I mean, how does Switzerland stack up internationally?
Well, so internationally, in 2019, there were 18.4 deceased organ donors per million people in Switzerland. So 18.4, compare that to 25 organ donors per million in Italy and the UK, 29 per million in France, and even almost 50 deceased organ donors in a million in Spain, which is the world champion in the matter. Last year, in 2021, 484 organs from deceased persons and 125 from living persons were transplanted in Switzerland, but that the demand far outstrips the supply. 1,434 people were waiting for a life-saving organ transplant, and 72 persons died last year because they didn't receive an organ in time. So yeah, there is a bit of a pressure to make these numbers increase. It is also interesting to point out that Switzerland, Denmark, and Germany are the only countries left in Western Europe that do not apply a logic of presumed consent yet.
Right, yeah, I think that's important to point out. I mean, across Europe, on the whole, it's actually now the way things are. Really,
yes.
Isn't it? Yes. So, as we always end up with one of these things then, Dario, is we take a look at the polls and ask the question, which way is this one likely to go?
Well, this one is likely to pass. In the last nationwide poll, 63% of the population were either clearly in favor or likely in favor of the proposition. Only 34% say they are against, and only 3% had yet to make up their mind when the poll was done at the end of March. Once again, numbers are probably coming down a bit, so the people in favor... that number of 63% might melt a little bit, but still there's a solid tendency towards a yes to the new law, and so we're likely going to see this one pass.
Okay, that one's likely to pass. Okay, then, so that vote, like the others, are going to be on May 15th. Oh, we're looking at that.
Yes.
Right. Okay. And then Dario, thanks very much indeed. That was Dario there with Swiss Up. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, then you can always go to our website, of course, which is worldradio.ch/Swiss Up.